You go. Deacon Randy preached, and he preached about Jesus. It was the gospel that time, just to refresh your memories, was Jesus on the cross and the good thief asking the Lord to remember him when he comes into his kingdom. Now, during the course of Deacon Randy's homily, he challenged us, all of us. He asked us to pray 5 minutes a day. Just 5 minutes a day. Now, last week, Father Brendan's, the gospel he preached off of was the end time. Remember? Two women in the field, one taken, one left. But he encouraged for us to prepare ourselves for the reception of the Lord's coming, especially at this Christmas time. But he also alluded to putting on the armor of God. Now, let me refresh our memories about the armor of God. First, gird your loins in truth. Clothe yourself with righteousness. Shod your feet with peace. Hold faith, our faith, as a shield. Why? To quench the fiery darts and the lies of the evil one. Today's gospel, what I want to focus on is the fruit, sign of our repentance. And in order to produce good fruit, brothers and sisters, we have to be men and women of prayer. You know, if we just pray 5 minutes a day, do you realize that's more than enough time to put on the armor of God? Well, let me tell you a story to bring this home a little more. This story is about a prayer, but it's a true story. Cardinal Francis Nguyen, a Vietnamese cardinal, was arrested and put into prison in Vietnam during the war. And he had been in prison for 13 years. He finally was released by the government. And when he was released, a friend of him came up to him and said, "Boy, you must have had a lot of time for prayer." And he went on to say, "I was in solitary confinement most of the time. And to be honest with you, there were days I was so worn out by exhaustion and sickness that I could not manage not even a single prayer. But then," he says, "I remember a story, and I'll tell you that story. There was a man named Jim. Every day, Jim went to church at noon. Walked in, spent 2 minutes, walked out." Now, the sacristan was really captured by this and wondered, "What is going on here?" And the sacristan stopped them and said, Jim, what are you doing your daily routine when you come in and stop? I see you every day." He says, "I come in to pray." He said, "That's impossible. You can't pray in 2 minutes." And Jim said, "I'm an old and ignorant man. And I pray in my own way." "Well, what do you say?" "I say, 'Jesus, here I am, it's Jim.' Then I leave." Cardinal Francis continued on. And he went on to say, "There were times when my strength failed and I could not pray. I kept repeating, 'Jesus, here I am. It's Francis.' There were times when joy and consolation would come over me, and I experienced Jesus responding, 'Francis, here I am. It's Jesus.' Sisters and brothers, whether we pray 2 minutes or 1 hour, the most important part of our prayers is to say what's coming from our heart. Because the prayer that comes out of the heart is what produces good fruit. You know, we're preparing now to rejoice for the coming and celebrate the coming of our Savior. And it's important to know who we are. Did you ever realize this? We have the DNA of Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ has our DNA. Think about that. And remember, when you think about it, remember in prayer, "Jesus, here I am. It's..."